Welcome back to Summit High School. As we get ready for the boys game, Summit Lady Summit and Glenwood girls went down to the wire, and Lady Demons pulled it out 32-26 to stay perfect in West Slope play. 7-0 in league, 12-6 overall. Summit was right behind them, falls to 5-2 and 9-8. Jocelyn Spires came through in the clutch with four free throws and a basket in that fourth quarter.
A sophomore, number 22, Archibald Victoria. A junior, number 4,
The boys' game now. It's Glenwood 2-4 in league play. Two tough losses to Battle Mountain, at Battle Mountain, and then to Palisade in overtime. 2-4 in league, 5-12 overall. Summit in last place, 1-5 in league, 3-12 overall. Reed Swanson rolled an ankle that loss to Palisade.
Yeah, I was able to talk to Reese, while they were warming up, Reed Swanson, and he told me, he said, yeah, I asked him, how long you think you're going to be out? He says, I'm trying to come back by Thursday.
Okay.
So he's going to be trying to play Thursday. And then Olave is missing the game tonight as well.
Oh, wow.
Not from an injury, but I guess he had some attendance issues at school or something like that, and he's just not allowed to play tonight.
Okay.
So they're going to be down two of their starters.
So starting tonight for Glenwood, Eric Cordero, Bryson McLean, Reese McMillan, Gus Heisel, and Arjuni Renteria. For the Summit Tigers, coached by Jordan Buller, starters Mac Scroggins, wears double aught, leading scorer for the Tigers, Matthew Valdez, Jack Scherholtz, Ephraim Overstreet, and Phil Perazinski. And the tip is taken by Summit. And Valdez has the ball, 1-on-1 with Cordero. It's a give and go, and a pickoff, a steal by Reese McMillan. Nice quick hands by Reese. Can the boys' game live up to the girls' game? Man, oh man. Bryson McLean underhands it to Reese. Reese with a drive left side. Gets cut off there at the wing. Picks it up. Flips it. And it's going to be a backcourt violation.
Well, let's hope they don't live up to the girls' game as far as scoring-wise.
Yeah, right.
The win would be great, but just go about it in a different way, maybe.
Yeah. Summit ball, no score yet. Just underway. The pass tipped by Renteria, taken by Reese McMillan, who just cradles that ball like someone's trying to strip it. McMillan, top of the key, flips it over to Cordero, back to McMillan. Reese hands it off to McLean. McLean getting bumped there, ball knocked away, loose ball taken by Scherholtz. Battle for it. Boy, there's a big-time football scrum going on here between Gus Heisel and Scherholtz. Scherholtz played football for the Tigers, you can tell.
gets up with good sportsmanship and tells Gus Heisel, good job, way to fight.
Summit's got some athletes, and they're big. Inbounds pass to McMillan. Reese has the ball knocked away, gets it back, goes to Cordero, top of the key, crossover dribble, finds a lane, now stops, kicks it out, top of the key to McLean. BMAC for three. No, it was Heisel, sorry. Heisel missed the shot. Here's Cordero, left wing. Pass to weak side. Wide open is Renteria. Missed the easy layup. Wow. We've got a jump ball. Possession goes to Summit. No score yet. 6:40 to go in the first.
Overstreet is wearing kind of a large elbow brace that he's struggling with until he's annoyed by it.
No score yet. Pass down to Scroggins. A little give and go. Now here's Scroggins from 15. Got it. 2-0 Summit.
Valdez was down hassling to them in the backcourt, but he comes over and lets them cross the line.
McMillan at half court, hands it off to Cordero. One hand flip pass to McLean. McLean picks it up. Jump pass, bad pass, almost stolen. McMillan's got it left wing, goes to Cordero. Cordero underneath there. Heisel lays it up, missed the shot. Altered there by Scroggins. Just got a hand in his face. 2-0 Summit. Valdez, top of the key, finds a lane. Mouse pass underneath, easy layup for Ephraim Overstreet. 4-0 Summit.
It's a good crossover by Valdez to get Cordero overcommitted. Opened up the lane, and then he had a good pass.
McMillan to Renteria. Renteria, there's a foul there, no call. Kick it out to Heisel. Heisel, top of the key, lobs it right wing to Cordero. Pass down low to Heisel. McLean, turnaround, fadeaway, good. Bryson McLean with that nice elevation in the fadeaway. And there's the first bucket for Glenwood. Scored by Bryson McLean. 4-2 Summit.
Yeah, McLean's going to need to have a good night tonight.
Yep. Valdez being pestered there by Cordero. Can't shake him. 5-second violation. Would he step out? Jordan Buller, the head coach,
Getting
an explanation. Not sure what the call was. He maybe stepped on the sideline. Inbounds pass to Reese McMillan. 4-2 Summit. McMillan flips it to Renteria, right wing. Hold the ball over his head. Looks down low. Nobody there. Heisel, top of the key now. Overhead pass to McMillan. Three-pointer, right wing. You betcha. Reese McMillan. Reese Mack for the tray. Gives Glenwood the lead 5-4.
That was just a pretty shot.
In rhythm, Scroggins goes to Overstreet. Shot is blocked by Gus Heisel. Loose ball taken by Renteria to Cordero. Stops. No look pass out to McLean. And McLean knocked to the floor, and he's shaken up. He's back up on his feet. Hobbling a little bit.
Yeah, I think he... I think Shearholtz hit him with a knee right into the thigh. He's rubbing it like it's like a Charlie horse.
Overstreet out. Jack Crow in for Summit. Cordero inbounding at the baseline. 5-4. Pass into Heisel. Heisel to McLean. McLean jump pass right wing. And a great steal by Shireholtz, who takes it all the way, lays it up, and got it in the foul. Shireholtz with an amazing steal. Just came skying out of nowhere. Had the body control stay inbounds, and up the sideline he went. That was a great play by Shireholtz. Shireholtz, they're saying. At the line for a three-point play, the left-hander missed the free throw. 6-5 Summit, pass up the court to Heisel. Gus goes to Renteria. Drives, finds a lane, scoop shot, won't get the bounce. Rebound, battle for it, ends up taken by Gus Heisel. And Gus questioning the call, went out of bounds. Summit ball. 6-5 Tigers. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first.
Yeah, Summit's got some tall, lanky kids.
Yeah.
Crow and Overstreet.
Valdez, a little fake kick out pass in the wing, and they're going to call a reach in foul against Glenwood. Cordero picks up his first team foul. Jesus Almeida in for Cordero. 6-5 Summit. Tigers ball out of bounds. Zach Elam inbounds. Here's a pass almost picked off. Taken by Jack Taylor. Shoots from 10 feet. Won't go. Balls caroms around. Here's a jump shot put up by Scroggins. And a smooth stroke from 15. His second basket makes it 8-5 Summit. Scroggins got a smooth stroke. Renteria lobs it to McLean. Almost has it stolen. Gets it away. Puts up a three. He's fouled. The shot doesn't go. That was almost a four-point play. Potential four-point play, but he's fouled from behind. Three shots anyway.
Yeah,
Bryson McLean.
Shearholtz overcommitted on the steal attempt as it came from behind and tried to swipe at that. Ended up throwing across both hands.
McLean's first free throw. Got the... It just almost rolled off the rim, but yeah. Lazily plopped in from the front of the rim.
The very kind roll.
McLean's second free throw. Swish that time. And he gets another one. This one to tie it up. Summit students making all kinds of racket. But BMAC not fazed. Andy Heisel checking in for Glenwood. He'll replace his brother Gus. And they trade
the handoff of masks. Yeah. Hopefully they're not sharing the one mask.
Fittingly, these COVID times.
Right.
BMAC to tie it. Yes, sir. Got it.
All three.
Tied at 8, 3:27 to go here in the first. Glenwood with the press. Jack Crow being pestered there, kicks it over to Taylor. They don't have it across, they're running out of time. And that's timeout called. Of course, Jordan Muller sensed he was running out of time, calls a 30-second timeout, or is it a full? Let's see. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 3:19 to go, first quarter. Tied at 8, Summit and Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Summit High School. Eight score here in the first quarter. The last time Glenwood and Summit met on January 11th, Glenwood won it 67-49. And Max Scroggins with 20 points to lead the Tigers. 18 points, 10 rebounds from Bryson McClain that game. The league opener. Here's a steal by, oh no, almost stolen by McClain. Almost got a steal. Here's a driving layup put up by Summit. Didn't go. McClain got the rebound. Almeida to Andy Heisel. High post right side. Goes to Almeida in the near corner. Almeida stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass taken by McClain. Has to come out and get it. McClain wants to drive. Crossover dribble. Puts up a floater. Banks it. Oh, Bryson McClain.
Oh, heck of a shot.
Banker's hours for BMAC. Oh, he's having himself a quarter. 10-8. Glenwood. Jack Taylor with the ball. Goes to Jack Crow backing up. Kicks it out to Emilio Hain. Hain to Valdez, right wing. Valdez, jump pass, lob pass to Jack Crow, lays it up and in. Ties the game at 10. Or whatever that hieroglyphic is up there on the Summit score. McClain with the drive, McMillan rather with the drive, and he's fouled. Now they get it straightened out.
Always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. 10-10 score. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that looked like the Star Wars language there.
Yeah,
for a
right. Reese McMillan at the line for two. That foul called against Matt Valdez, his first. Each team with two. And Reese McMillan short on that first free throw.
Yeah, one of the things I didn't get a chance to ask, you know, Swanson was how many free throws they've been shooting lately.
Second free throw is good. Glenwood has the lead 11-10. Urban Aon in for Glenwood.
As we saw, the free throw shooting was a major player in the last couple of games.
Yeah.
So.
11-10 Glenwood. Nice pass down low to Jack Crow. Kicks it out left wing to Valdez. Valdez with the drive. Carried the ball on his hip. Missed the layup. He bricked that one off the glass. Rebound taken by Renteria to Olave. Crossover dribble. Valdez pestering him. Here's Andy Heisel. Left wing. Crossover dribble. Goes to Aon. Aon top of the key to BMAC. BMAC to Renteria. Max sets a pick. Ball loose. Ball ends up with Andy Heisel near the circle. Almeida one-on-one with Jack Crow. Almeida to Renteria. Renteria to Bryson McClain. Loose ball. McClain gets it back. McClain, no-look pass, flips it out to Andy Heisel. They're going to call an offensive foul against Bryson McClain. He just, he drilled Scroggins as he passed that ball off. Cordero checks back in for Glenwood. Three subs coming in for Summit, including Berezinski and Emilio Hain. Also, Ephraim Overstreet, 11-10 Glenwood. That was McClain's first foul, by the way. Drive by Crow, took an extra step, got the shot.
That's Taylor.
Or Taylor, excuse me, Jack Taylor. Gives some of the lead, 12-11. Drive by Cordero, tries to split the double team, put his head down, and call for traveling. I got to remember Taylor's got... Got the headband.
Yeah.
12-11. Summit. Crow, or Taylor, drops it, picks it up. Gets double team, lost the ball, got it back. Emilio Hain goes over to Berezinski. Drive by Jack Crow, or Jack Taylor. Taylor with a drive along the baseline. Here's a loose ball, and stripped by McLean, taken by Urban Ann. And Jesus Almeida, 35 seconds. Cordero, right wing. McLean sets a pick. Near quarter to Andy Heisel. Heisel pass, bad pass intended for Almeida. Stolen by Summit, taken by Emilio Hain. Jack Taylor, 6'4 senior, at the circle. Bounce pass to Berezinski. Splits the double team, took an extra step, got the shot. Boy, they're getting away from some travel. Man, oh man. 14-11, Summit, 8-7. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 3-pointer, off the rim, no good. 2 seconds, 1 second, Hain will launch a prayer, and that's slightly blocked by Almeida. That's the score after 1. 14-11 Summit as we go to the second quarter. This is KMTS. We go to the second quarter, 14-11 Summit. Lady Demons won a thriller, 32-26 to stay perfect in West Slope play. Demons trail by 3. Valdez has the ball for the Tigers. One-on-one with Cordero. Picks it up. Jump pass picked off by Urban Ann. Ann quickly up the court to Cordero. Cordero will lay it up with the left hand. Miss the layup. Oh, my gosh. How many times have I said miss layup? Oh. Here's footsteps behind his back and just pulls up short. Scroggins, three-pointer, top of the key. Buries it. Wow. Double zero is money. 17-11. Summit, Urban Ann. Hands it off to Cordero. Cordero dribbles left side, stops in the wing, hands it off to Renteria. Floater the right hand in the paint. Won't get the bounce. Linwood's hit a brick wall here offensively. Valdez lobs it to Sheerholtz. Sheerholtz kicks it over to Scroggins. Scroggins back to Sheerholtz. Lost it out of bounds. 6:57 to go in the half. 17-11. Oh, it's Summit ball. Sorry.
Yeah, they're going to say that was off of Gus Heisel.
Summit with a 6-point lead. Scroggins inbounding. Big lanky fella goes in. Get it around the perimeter. Sheerholtz trying to get open. Scroggins has the ball left wing. Back to Sheerholtz right wing. Sheerholtz to Scroggins. One-on-one with Gus Heisel. Top of the key to Berezinski. Sheerholtz.
Oh, he traveled. Yeah. There we go. I was going to say. That was a little, I'm going to fake you out with my feet, but he didn't put the ball down.
Can't remember if Sheerholtz played quarterback or receiver, but he was a good football player. Tigers 17-11, Tigers lead. McLean, little hook pass to Cordero. Picks it up, goes to Aon. Aon to Gus Heisel, fakes the three, falls to the floor, and loses the ball. Stolen by Scroggins. Valdez has it. Lobs it to Sheerholtz. Pass knocked away, trying to go down low, knocked away by Cordero. He's got the ball. He'll take it. He'll lay it up with the left hand on the right side of the glass. Oh, my goodness gracious. Can't make a layup. 6:06 to go to the half. There's 4 points. Four easy points. Pass down to Overstreet. Loses the ball, gets it back, puts it up and in.
Pass by Overstreet.
Summit's height and length is just overpowering Glenwood right
yeah.
now. 19-11 Summit. Cordero crossover dribble, splits a double team, hands it off to Bryson McLean. BMAC drives, floater of the right hand. No good, he's fouled. Oh, offensive
no,
foul.
Offensive foul.
Wow. Nothing going Glenwood's way.
Yeah.
Summits. Coach Fred Heisel wants a timeout. He wants a full timeout. 5:35 remaining in the half. 8-point lead for the Tigers. This is KMTS. Back to Summit High School. Coach Fred Heisel called a timeout to talk things over. His offense has gone stagnant. Bryson McClain with a little teardrop shot in the paint, but called for an offensive foul. It was questionable.
Yeah, we were just talking about how do you get an offensive foul after the shot as you're trying to land, you know, from a jump shot. So I don't know.
19-11, 5:35 to go in the half. Not sure what. You can take it out again is Scroggins, 6'5 senior inbounding.
I think maybe somebody was tying a shoe over there.
Valdez, Scroggins. Top key to Shearholtz. Taylor. Valdez, Scroggins, well knocked away by Heisel, taken by Renteria. Hands it off to Am. Irvin, crossover dribble, taking it all the way. Scoops over the right hand, got it to go. Boy, was that athletic. And that yeah. breaks a long drought for the Demons. About a 5-minute drought since they last scored. And with the bucket. 19-13 Summit, under 5 minutes to go in the half. Scroggins, far corner to Valdez. Foul called against Glenwood.
It's against Renteria. That's his first of the team's fifth.
Five team fouls for Glenwood. 19-13 Summit. Scroggins inbounding. Goes in to Taylor. Taylor to Valdez. Top of the key. Hook pass to Scroggins. Three-pointer from the corner. Bullseye. Boy, he's smooth.
Well, that's the fifth time that Valdez is... fed Scroggins. He's got 5 assists.
This shot reminds me of Strahlendorf for Eagle Valley. Loose ball almost stolen. Drive and a layup by Gus Heisel. Does go and gets the rebound. Goes to McClain for 3 off the rim. No good from the corner. 22-13 Summit. 9-point lead. Valdez. No look pass to Taylor for 3. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Summit. Shearholtz banks it. Scores it.
Shearholtz.
24-13, three-pointer, Gus Heisel off the left wing, no good. Rebound taken by Summit, traveling as Jack Crow came down with it, slid across the floor.
Checking back in for Summit, number 22, Ephraim Overstreet.
Overstreet in for Summit.
Checking in for Glenwood.
Sim Wenger in for Glenwood. He gets the inbounds pass. Goes to Cordero. Cordero bounces to Wenger. Wenger to McMillan for 3. That's off the mark. Barely got the front of the rim. Rebound taken by McClain. Putback attempt no good, but he's fouled. Bryson back to the line. 24-13 Tigers lead. Andy Heisel checking in for Glenwood.
Your safety.
Bryson McClain at the line for 2.
B-Mac's first free throw. He's perfect from the line.
Yeah, he's 4 for 4.
Heisel in for Renteria. Berezinski in for Jack Taylor for Summit. McLean's second attempt is perfect. 24-15, Glenwood. Armin Summit with the lead. Glenwood the press. Valdez double teamed at the baseline. That gets it to Overstreet. Pass up the court to Berezinski. And traveling called. Valdez is stunned by the call. Sim Wenger inbounding. Goes to Cordero. Then Glenwood playing without Reed Swanson. Rolled that ankle. McClain cross-court pass to McMillan. Here's Wenger for 3. Hop! Oh, I thought that was online. It certainly looked good. Looks a little bit short. 24-15 Summit. Here's a drive by Berezinski. Lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound, McClain. Good strong rebound by BMAC. 3:12 to go in the half. Reese McMillan. Top of the key, dribbles right side, hands it off to Andy Heisel. Heisel left wing to BMAC. McClain drives in a crowd, lays it up, got it, and the foul! B-Mac taking this game in his hands.
Yeah, we said McLean was going to need to have a big game, and so far he's been delivering. And he's 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Let's see if he can keep that up.
11 points. Bryce McLean, chance to make it a three-point play, and he does. Cuts the 7th lead to 6, 24-18. Leonard with the press. Valdez inbounding. Was the Berezinski. On 1 foot, they get it to Hodges. Up the court to Valdez. Down low to Scroggins. Lays it up again. Can't leave him alone. He was just camped out the block there. 26-18 Summit. Pass to Andy Heisel, left wing. Heisel, top of the key to Wenger. To BMAC. McLean. Behind the back dribble. Pulls up jumper. No good. Rebound taken. And a loose ball. That Wenger got the loose ball. Tipped it to McMillan, who banked it in. And Reese McMillan cuts the Summit lead to 6. 26-20. Scroggins in the corner. Top of the key to Valdez. Jordan Buller, Summit head coach, barking out orders. Pass to Emilio Hain. Cut him off at the baseline. Hands it off to Scroggins. Scroggins in the paint. Little fadeaway jumper. Bank shot. No good. Tipped it in the hands of Cordero. Baseball pass up the court to Andy Heisel. And Emilio Hain there to almost get the pick, but force the turnover. Went up the hands of Heisel. Summit calls a timeout. 30-second timeout. A minute 57 to go in the half. 26-20. Summit with the lead. Again, the Lady Demons won 32-26. That game, we were on the edge of our seats. Boy, oh boy. Summit had an 8-point lead. Then we came battling back in that fourth quarter. Outscored Summit 16-2. Held them without a field goal in that fourth quarter.
Wow.
And Joslyn Spires clutch with 4 free throws in that fourth. Then we got the win to go to 7-0 in league play.
Yeah, what a turnaround. What a difference a quarter makes. I mean, the whole first three quarters.
Thank Ron DeMosier for joining us for a quick word after the game. She said her heart was going pitter-patter.
I was
going
to say, the only thing I heard there at the beginning was you said something about how your heart was beating fast, and she said something to the effect of, well, don't I know it?
Hain inbounds to Valdez, 26-20 Summit, a minute 53 to go in the first half. Valdez, left wing, lobs it to Hain. Berezinski. Sheerholtz. Around the perimeter, the Tigers go. Top of the key to Valdez. Scroggins calling for it. And Reese McMillan giving up about 5 inches in height, guarding him. Scroggins gets it at the post. Jump shot off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. Putback ball stripped by McMillan. Taken by Berezinski. Lays it up. Missed it, and he's fouled. Boy. Man. Yeoman's effort by Reese McMillan.
I was going to say, what a block by McMillan to get up there. That's what I was saying earlier. I mean, McMillan's not that tall, but he is one of the highest jumpers on this team.
Yeah. So, Phil Berezinski at the line misses the first free throw. Gus Heisel checking in for Glenwood. Bryce McLean out. The foul was called against Renteria, by the way, his second. Second attempt is no good. Rebound Renteria. Going up high to get that one off the glass. Renteria, three-pointer right wing. Yes, sir. How about it? Number 22 knocks down a three. His first bucket. The Demons within 3. A minute 7 to go in the half. Here's a pass stolen by Renteria and in the hands of Gus Heisel. Renteria got the swipe. Here's Cordero, right wing, crossover dribble. Could hook out pass to McMillan, lays it up and in! And the Demons within a point. Good pass from Renteria to Reese McMillan.
Just good vision seeing him cut into the basket there.
26-25, Summit. Drive by Hain. Kick out pass, throws it away into the stands of the Summit Tigers.
Checking back in for Summit number 42, Hain Summit.
Well, that's not Taylor, that's Shabbat.
One shot.
Okay.
Okay.
Hank Shabbat.
Which they have down on the roster as number
12. 12, yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
26-25, 34 seconds. Stevens trail by a point. Drive by Cordero. Picks it up. Top of the key to Heisel. Andy flips it over to McMillan. McMillan, bounce pass, knocked out of bounds by Summit. Hey, 23 seconds left. Cordero inbounding near the scorer's table. McMillan calling for it, backcourt. Reese underhands it to Andy Heisel. Hands it to Cordero, top of the key. Hands it to Reese McMillan. Reese flirting with the three, then hands it back to here's Renteria at the post. Post. Spin move, fakes, shoots. Got him in the foul!
Oh, nice.
Arjuni Renteria with a sick move. Little drop step, head fake. Drew the harm, got the bucket, and the Demons have the lead. Arjuni with the three, and now a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Renteria has been a very big contributor in the last couple of games.
Yeah. And he knocks down the free throw. We'll make it a three-point play. It's 28-26 Demons. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Valdez. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Three-pointer, Shabbat. Off the rim, no good. And the Demons, with a strong comeback, take the lead at halftime, 28-26. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Summit High School halftime. Winwood Demons leading the Summit Tigers, 28-26. Lady Demons, by the way, just to catch you up, won their game over Summit, 32-26, a thrilling comeback to go to 7-0 in league play. Demons trying to snap a losing streak. They lost to Battle Mountain and Palisade, thank you. Just drew a blank there. But nice comeback. One thing we noted, the Glenwood Demons are hitting the free throws. You got to hit those shots from the stripe when you get there.
Yeah, that's been the difference the last two games. Battle Mountain was the one hitting all of theirs, and Glenwood was missing all of theirs, and the same kind of thing against Palisade. The game could have been over before we even got to overtime in Palisade if we would have hit some of our free throws. And then here tonight, they come out and they're 8-for-9 from the stripe.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Bryce McLean, perfect from the line. 6-for-6. He's got 12 points to lead the Demons. They scored 11 points. Summit had 14 in the first quarter. Max Scroggins, he's been a force for the Tigers. He's got 12 points to match BMAC. Reed Swanson out with that rolled ankle, hoping to get back on the floor against Battle Mountain on Thursday at home. Urban Ann came off the bench, scored a big bucket in the second quarter, a driving, twisting, acrobatic layup.
Yeah, I was going to say, an incredible bucket.
Yeah. That just had us jumping off our seats. Reese McMillan has had a solid first half, 8 points, including a three-pointer. Arjuni Renteria, solid off the bench. He's got 6 points, including a three-pointer in the second quarter. And that's it for the scoring for Glenwood. Again, it's Max Scroggins leading the Tigers with 12. Jack Sheerholtz with 4. They're from Overstreet with 4 points. Phil Berezinski with a bucket. Jack Crow and Hank Shabbat, formerly known as Jack Taylor.
Yeah.
As a basket. As Glenwood outscored Summit 17-12 in that second quarter to take the lead 28-26. In for, I think, an entertaining second half.
Yeah, Overstreet is leading all rebounders with 4. Valdez has 3 for Summit. Renteria and McLean both have 3. McMillan has a couple of steals and a big block against Scroggins. Scroggins went up and, you know, got his own rebound on his first miss. Thought he was going to have an easy shot over a much shorter McMillan, and McMillan just skied up there and just knocked it out. Big difference is going to be turnovers again. You know, we've got 11 turnovers for Summit versus only 6 for Glenwood. A lot of those are on steals. So again, we're seeing Glenwood playing pretty good defense. And just, you know, I think you got to keep feeding BMAC, I think you got to keep feeding McLean. He's driving. He's making space. He's getting his own shots.
Yep.
And they're falling. And then it doesn't matter if they foul him because he's hit everything. He's hit every shot he's taken from the free throw line.
Yeah, the next game will be Thursday night at Chavez-Spencer Gymnasium, 6 and 7:30. Girls and boys hosting Battle Mountain. And a quick turnaround. They played them last Thursday and splits with the Huskies. Then we got a Saturday double dip. Rifle hosting Grand Junction, 4 and 5:30.
Grand Junction Central?
Yep. The GJ Tigers.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Broncos up for sale. Said to be worth about just under $4 billion. How much you got on you?
Yeah, just, you know, me and about 2 billion of my closest friends. We'll pitch in some money.
Yeah. Supposedly, well, I know that. What's that?
I think I was going to say the same thing you're about to say. The rumor mill.
Yeah. Peyton Manning and John Elway want a piece of the action. The minority owner. It's interesting to see what kind of staff Nathaniel Hackett puts together.
Yeah.
As a new head coach.
Oh, I am so sick of every person I know is giving me just all kinds of, throwing me all kinds of shade, saying, oh,
yeah,
now that Hackett's coming over, he's going to bring Rodgers and Devontae Adams with him. I said, yeah, just like last year during the offseason, it was all about how Rodgers was going to get traded to the Broncos.
It's all water cooler speculation.
I know.
People don't even have water coolers in the office anymore.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's all talk around the printer. I don't know. Around the Keurig machine. There you go. Yeah. Who knows? Jimmy Garoppolo saying he hopes a trade to a team that's hungry to win is in his future.
Hopes for a trade that's hungry to win. Boy, that's kind of a backhanded insult, isn't it?
No kidding. like the Niners aren't hungry to win.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you implying there, Jimmy?
I think you just sealed your fate in San Francisco.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's the door. Won't you hurry?
Exactly. I think the fan base will turn on him for that one.
Here we go, second half, 28-26. Glenwood with the lead over Summit. Demons look at the 3-4 in league. Demons have the ball to start the second half. McMillan will inbound in the backcourt to Cordero. Cordero to Renteria on the left wing. Hands it off to McLean. McLean pull up for a jumper for three. That's a short. Way short, about a foot short. Air ball. Summit's fast break. Pass in the near corner to Berezinski. Spin move. Goes through the paint, throws it away. Trying to pass it to Shearholz on the weak side.
Yeah, trying to get a bailout pass and just sent it to the corner.
Cordero with a little no look. She's staring down Valdez. Inbounds it to McMillan. That was cute. McMillan, top of the key, three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Renteria. Nice pass down to Gus. Heisel lays it up in. Good vision by Renteria to find Gus for the easy bucket. And it's 30-26, Glenwood. Scroggins down to Shearholz. Left-handed hook shot doesn't go. Ball tipped away by McLean, taken by Cordero. Four-point lead for the Demons. 7 minutes to go in the third. Cordero, crossover dribble. Stops in the paint. Nice pass to McMillan, who lays it up and in. Cordero with a nice feed to Reese Mack for the bucket. And a 4-0 run for the Demons. 32-26. Glenwood.
Reese is just so quick on the baseline there.
Valdez goes. A little give and go to Valdez from Overstreet, but they cut him off. Top of the key pass to Shearholz. Far side to Scroggins. Pass down to Overstreet, double teamed. Overstreet, fadeaway jumper, awkward shot, got it, but go in the foul.
Wow.
Ephraim Overstreet, 6'6 senior, using all of his height and jumping ability. That was a sweet looking shot. Foul called against Cordero, his second.
I guess they're just calling it because he got a little bit of the body into him, but his arms were straight up.
Yeah. First, his free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Sheerholtz. Hand out to Overstreet. Lays it up. Got it. And the foul. Another one. And Overstreet pounding the wall to celebrate. And just like that, it's 32-30, Glenwood.
That's his second and the team's second.
Good at Sheerholtz with clearing the glass and getting the assist. And he misses the free throw. Rebound chased down by McLean, but couldn't haul it in. He lost it out of bounds. 32-30, Glenwood. Scroggins inbounding. Lobs it, that pass knocked away by McLean and into the hands of Keith Harris.
I'm ready. I'm ready, coach.
Good,
put me
in.
Need to keep an eye on Reese McMillan here. I think he hurt his left shoulder.
Scroggins
on that last
inbounding.
Play.
And a steal by Cordero. Great steal. Came out of nowhere. He puts up a three. That's an air ball.
He got a piece of it.
Yeah. 32-30 Glenwood. Valdez looks over his shoulder. Shakes the defender. One-on-one with Cordero. Staying right with him. Now pass underneath. Last touch by Summit. Trying to go to Berezinski. Almeida in for Cordero. Long pass into Reese McMillan. Reese left wing. Hands it off to Almeida. Hands it off to Renteria. Renteria dribbles right side. Bounce pass trying to force it into McLean. Picked off by Scroggins. 32-30 Glenwood. Pass to Scroggins right wing. Scroggins drives against Gus Heisel. Stays with him. Forces his way up. Banks it. Missed it. He's fouled. Two shots for Scroggins. Gus Heisel picks up his first foul. He'll make it his second. Oh, third, excuse me. Boy, where have I been? Third team foul. And Andy Heisel is going to check in for Gus. First free throw from Scroggins off the back of the iron. His first trip to the line. So the J is pronounced, I thought it was Hain. It's Emilio Jane, number 5 for Summit. Just checked in. Scroggins' second free throw is good. Makes 1 of 2. It's a 32-31 lead for Glenwood.
That's their first bucket from the free throw line.
McMillan up the court to Andy Heisel. Heisel cross-court pass to McLean. McLean with a drive, with a shot. Got it, no! He missed it, but he's fouled. Phoenix is fearless, scores the bucket.
And he just needs to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Just keep driving because he's getting some of them to fall, and he's getting to the free throw line.
Emilio Jane picks up his first. And a timeout call by Glenwood. Well, Summit calling the timeout. 30-second timeout. 5:26 to go in the third. 1-point lead for the Demons. And Bryson McLean going to the line for two shots.
I'd be interested to talk to Reese McMillan. One of these plays down here, he came down holding his shoulder, and he had Cordero go up, and he says, "Here, you go in for the rebound. I'm going to hang out by half court while they shot a free throw." And you could tell he was kind of favoring it. Yeah, and now he's holding it. He's holding that arm too. So I'm wondering if he got a little bit of a stinger. When I used to play, anytime I would go up and try to get a block or something like that, when your arm is a full extension, it puts you in a precarious position with your shoulder.
McLean for two shots. First free throw is no good for his first miss tonight. Rolled off the rim.
Now I know Reese is the kind of player that wouldn't come out for something like that, but just something to watch.
Second free throw is no good. In and out. 32-31 Glenwood. Shabbat to Valdez. Here's Valdez. Kicks it over to Scroggins. Shabbat to Valdez. Right wing. Head fake. Kick out past left wing. Three pointer. Off the back of the rim. No good. Shot attempted by Shabbat. Taken by Jane. Jane's pass out to Shabbat. Shabbat looking indecisive. throws the ball away. And he's barking at his teammate.
Yeah, now Chabot and Valdez are barking back and forth. You should have gone this way, and you went that way.
This is McLean, left wing. BMAC one-on-one with Scroggins. Shakes him, fakes, shoots. Missed it off the rim, no good. Rebound, McMillan battling for it with that bad shoulder and all. Jump ball possession goes to Summit. 4:35 to go, third quarter, one-point lead for the Demons. Coach Fred Heisel. Valdez brings it up, looks to his coach on the sideline.
Help, help there, freeze!
Overstreet to Scroggins, top of the key to Shabbat, fakes the three, drives, floated the right hand, won't get the bounce, rebound, taken by Andy Heisel. Kick out pass to Reese McMillan. McMillan stops left wing, crossover dribble. Trying to feed it underneath the Renteria, stolen by Overstreet. Valdez has it for Summit, 32-31 Glenwood. Valdez with a drive in traffic, hook pass out to the corner. Here's a shot put up by Scroggins. His ball, second shot is blocked. Stripped by Andy Heisel to McLean. McLean's pass thrown out of bounds and into the hallway. Jack Crow in. Scroggins out.
Timeout, Glenwood.
Glenwood calls a timeout, Coach Fred Heisel.
It'll be a 30-second timeout.
Yes, for a 30-second timeout. 32-31, Demons hanging on to the lead. 3:52 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, this quarter's been a little sloppier. Some bad passes.
Getting the Lady Demons beat Summit 32-26. Had the battle every step of the way and came back strong in the fourth quarter. Got the win. Trailed by as many as eight. But got the W and now 7-0 in league play.
Yeah, that was a snoozer of a first three quarters followed by a very exciting fourth quarter.
Coach Mosier said we needed a game like that.
Yeah.
Where we just, you know, we had to fight and claw for every point. Valdez brings it up for Summit. 32-31 Demons. Valdez gets a pick. Drive, kick out pass. Shearholz fakes the shot, drives, hook pass through the key, and Kevin Wright toward our table, thrown out of bounds. Bruce McMillan inbounding. Could ask him while he's here, how's your shoulder?
I thought about muting my mic and yelling at him. Reese, how's your shoulder?
Almeida's got it, right wing, gets a pick, goes to McMillan. Lob pass to McLean, drives, dribbles one, shoots, scores with a foul! Bryce McLean. B-Mac big.
You know, he's doing exactly what we needed, what Glenwood needed him to do this week. We knew that with Swanson out, with Olave out, that he needed to step up and have a big game. He's done that.
Valdez picked up his second foul. Free throw is good. And BMAC with 15 points to lead the Demons. They lead 35-31. Glenwood with the press. Shearholz, cross-court pass to Jack Crow. Lays it up. Tried to duck it. Blew it. And Crow going for the steal and rolls into the Summit bench. That was just frustration.
Yep.
He got embarrassed on the missed dunk. Went for the steal after Almeida got the rebound, and they called for a foul to boot. That was got the double whammy. 35-31 Demons up, racing up the floor is McLean. Left wing picks it up, goes top of the key to Renteria. Renteria bounce pass underneath McLean. McMillan puts up a shot, banked it, and came up short. Crow with the rebound, hands it off to Valdez. Valdez top of the key. It's a pick, goes to Shearholz, left wing. Here's Shabbat. Shabbat to Jane. Back to Valdez. Valdez gets a pick. Hook pass to Crow. Crow with a drive. Shot and a score. With a 5-foot jumper.
It's a tough shot by Crow.
35-33 Demons. Renteria with the ball. Crossover dribble. Stops. Kicks it over to McMillan. Right wing. McMillan has the ball knocked away. Fights for it. And they're going to call a foul on Shabbat on the floor.
Reese needs to be careful there.
And Shabbat now doesn't protest too much. Gus Heisel checking in. McLean coming out for a breather. 2:30 to go in the third. 35-33 Glenwood. Rentery inbounding. Goes into Gus Heisel. Lost the ball. Got it back. And now he got thrown to the floor. Are you kidding me? He got hooked by Shearholtz. That's garbage. He hooked his arm.
He hooked his arm and pulled him down like you would on in football, grabbing a jersey. And
I'm sorry. I'm not playing favorites here, but that was so blatant. Shabbat for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Renteria. Almeida, excuse me. Almeida. His pass tipped and going to be knocked out of bounds. That was just brutal.
Yeah.
Shearholtz playing like a football player. That'd be a foul, a penalty in football. Good night. Pass into Almeida. Renteria's got it. Hook out. Got pass to Andy Heisel. Renteria fakes the shot. Bounce pass to Gus Heisel, who's fouled. And Gus is barking a few things.
Yeah, got to be quiet there. Yeah. They call the foul on him. You got to let that go. Or they're going to start calling fouls on you.
Shabbat called for the... Oh, I'm sorry. That was...
That was Shearholtz. Yeah.
Should be his third by my count.
Checking back in for seventh number 00, Max.
I mean, we had a clear view of that in hooking his arm.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Heisel.
Just the fact that he was twisted down to the ground. There was no other.
Gus Heisel for three. You betcha,
that's
Gus!
That's how you do your talking.
From downtown. 38-33 Glenwood. Jane with a drive against Andy Heisel. Cut him off at the block. Shoots and got it. Nice shot by Emilio Jane. 38-35 Demons. Minute 37 to go. Here's McMillan with a drive. Scoop shot. Drew the foul. On the floor. That's going to be team foul number six.
Yeah, Crow just kind of leaned a knee into him.
Number 33, Jeff Crow.
His second. Sixth team foul. Cordero inbounding. And go passes tipped, and Crow almost got a steal. Got those long arms out there. Got a big wingspan. Cordero's got to be careful here. And he's going to go into McLean. Bryson, hook pass out to Gus Heisel. Flips it over backhand to McMillan. McMillan to Andy Heisel. Andy bounce pass to Gus. Gus from the corner. Three-pointer, another one off the rim. No good. Rebound. McLean going for it, or rather McMillan, and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Valdez. Things are getting a little chippy.
Yeah. Gus has to be careful. After he made that three-pointer and he was running back, he pointed to the summit bench.
Andy into McLean. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound knocked away by Andy Heisel in the hands of Cordero. Cordero to Gus for three in the corner. That's short. Air ball. McLean put back. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Put back. Block. Got it back. Another shot. He's fouled to the line. Bryson McLean. Second and third effort. Emilio Jane called for the foul. His second, 17 foul. Two shots for Bryson McLean. Missed the first one. Overstreet in for Summit, replacing Jack Crow. McLean's second attempt is good. 39-35 Demons lead, a minute three to go, the third quarter. Matthew Valdez brings it up center court, met there by Cordero, hands it off to Scroggins, pull-up jumper in the paint, he's fouled. Gus Heisel called for the foul. Scroggins to the line for two. Just 1 point for Scroggins here in this third quarter. He had 12 in the first half. That's the fourth team foul. They call it on Cordero, his third. Scroggins short on that first free throw. He's one out of three. Renteria checking in for Andy Heisel. Max Scroggins, 6'5 senior. 6'5, 175. Second free throw is good this time. 39-36, Demons. Reese McMillan lobs it over to Cordero at the circle. 47 seconds. Stops, goes to McLean. McLean with a drive. Shot off the glass, won't get the bounce. Awkward shot, rebound taken by Valdez. Chance for Summit to get within a point or tie it. Here's Scroggins, right wing. Guarded closely by Gus Heisel. Here's Overstreet with a shot, rolls off the rim, no good. Missed the rebound, rebound taken by Gus Heisel, 19 seconds. Gus circles around, clears it. Goes to Reese McMillan, 14 seconds. 10 seconds. Renteria, right wing. McMillan, pull-up jumper from 15, buries it, three-pointer. Nice. I thought he was outside the line. He was outside the line with my angle. That was a three-pointer. Reese McMillan, pull-up jumper from 20. Holy cow, at the buzzer, 42-36. We go to the fourth. Demons with the lead. This is KMPS. Greenwood outscored Summit 14-10 in that third quarter. They lead 42-36. Reese McMillan knocked down a three just before the buzzer sounded to end that third. Here's a drive by Cordero. Lost it. Knocked to the floor. No foul. Summit ball. Up the court comes Valdez. And coming from behind is Cordero. Baseball pass. Up the court. Too much. Gus Heisel tries to save it and runs smack dab into the wall. Like one of those Velcro jumpers.
Yeah, you know? I was gonna say, that's why they put those pads there.
Yeah. Cordero, that was a marvelous steal. Came out of nowhere. And then immediately just launched it.
Yeah, Cordero's fast.
He's very fast. Summit ball. Valdez dribbles around right side. Finds, oh, he carried the ball like a football. Got away with the travel. Lays it up in. Reverse layup. Valdez, 42-38, Glenwood, Gus Heisel, pull-up jumper from 15, that's short, off the rim, no good, and the rebound saved by Valdez in front of the Glenwood bench. 42-38, Demons lead, Jane right wing, there's Shearholz, pass to Scroggins, one-on-one with Gus Heisel, flips it out to Overstreet. Overstreet has the ball stripped by McMillan, but taken back by Summit. And yep. Double dribble, traveling, take it, pick your poison there for Shearholz. And he's eyeballing good. His,
Eric, good.
His Summit bench. Irvin Aon in the game, lobs the pass into Cordero. 42-38, Demons lead. 6:56 to go in the game. Cordero hands it off to Bryson McLean. McLean with a drive. A little pump fake. Won't get the bounce. Oh!
Battleford
got the rebound. The putback. BMAC. Oh, my goodness. What a game for BMAC.
That's his fourth offensive rebound.
44-38. Demons lead. 6:30 to go. Drive by Valdez.
Oh, he walked.
He walked big time. Kick out pass. And a foul's going to be called on Reese McMillan. Trying to go for the steal. And he bumped into Emilio Jane.
Oh. The only bad part about being this close to the floor is I really want to talk to these refs.
Yeah.
I mean, he could hear me. I know he could.
Jane into Valdez to Overstreet. High post, left side. Picked up there by Renteria. Bounce pass to Scroggins. Urban Aon got the steal. They're going to call Aon for a foul.
Yep, they're going to call Aon for a foul.
His first. That's team foul number six. And Scroggins inbounding at the baseline for the Tigers. Lobs it into Jane, to Valdez, left wing. Here's Scroggins, left wing. Doesn't have a field goal this half. Pass. Here's drop step by Shearholz. And a three-second violation called by Shearholz. Boy, he doesn't like any of the calls against him. He wanted to do the handoff, and Overstreet was coming in to dunk it. Missed it anyway. Pass over to McLean, left wing. BMAC with the drive, splits the double team. Kick out pass to Renteria, to Cordero, back to Renteria, down to McMillan. McMillan in the corner. He's trapped. Timeout. Good call by Coach Fred Heisel. 5:49 to go in the ball game. 44-38 Glenwood is a 30-second timeout.
It's been an exciting game, too.
Yeah, yes, it has.
How many does he have left?
So. 18 points for Bryson McClain.
Along with 6 rebounds.
And Reese McMillan with 13 on the night. Including that big three-pointer just before the buzzer sounded at the end of the third quarter. I was at an angle. They're down at the far end. And I couldn't tell if it was a 15-footer or a 20-footer. It's just the shadows and the lights. But when the ref's arms went up like a touchdown, I'm like, that's a three-pointer, baby. Count the tray. Filling in for the three-point artist, Reed Swanson, who's out with that rolled ankle, hoping to come back against Battle Mountain. Cordero will inbound from the Glenwood bench. Goes into Reese McMillan. Reese dribbling with the left hand. Shakes the defender. Hands it off to McClain. McClain with a drive. Jump stop. Shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Put back. Renteria! Are you kidding me? Marjorie Renteria with an amazing putback and an 8-point lead for the Demons.
Yeah, he's really proven why he got the start tonight.
Boys, he got some hops. Number 22. Overstreet to Jane. Left right wing to Valdez. Shearholtz. Overstreet. Left wing. One-on-one with Renteria. Gets a steal. Took it away. 2-on-1 advantage for Glenwood. Renteria lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Aon. Put back. Got it! Irvin Aon! Kind of a no-look. Excuse me. Throwing the salt over my shoulder. And got the bounce. It's a 10-point lead for the Demons. Another steal. Not almost by Cordero. Taken back by Valdez. No-look pass. Jump shot by Shearholtz. Air ball out of bounds. And Shearholtz is... some of his errant plays and calls against him have gotten in his head.
Yeah.
He's an athlete, but this, like Yogi Berra said, 99% of the game, or 90% of the game is mental. The rest is or physical. The other half is mental. Something like that. Here's Almeida to BMAC. BMAC cross-court pass to Cordero for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tip taken by Almeida. Pass to, here's Summit ball, steal. Valdez with a drive. Dolick pass underneath the Shearholtz. Missed the layup. Rebound taken by Cordero. Cordero. Kick out pass to Almeida for three. Buries it! Jesus Almeida! His first basket. It's a 13-point lead for the Demons. 4 minutes to go in the game. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. Good time I got the hit.
Yeah, it was a pass straight to you.
Yep. Timeout Summit. And look at the Glenwood Demons. Jumping up and down. They're pumped. It's a full timeout. Glenwood leads by 13. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Summit High School. Glenwood Demons have extended their lead to 13 points. Great defense. Playing with cooler heads. And, boy, Jesus Almeida knocked down that three. That just sent the Glenwood bench into a frenzy. 3:59 to go in the game. Demons looking to snap their losing streak. Almeida will inbound to Cordero. Summit putting on the man press. Cordero walks it up. Valdez one-on-one, poking at the ball. Cordero behind the back dribble, between legs, shakes him. Now goes to McClain. McClain with a drive. Hook pass. They're going to call traveling on BMAC. .346. That was not what Coach Fred Heisel wanted after that 30-second timeout. Valdez has it right wing. Here's Scroggins. He could hit from downtown. Pass knocked away. Saved. Did they go back court? Yep. And Shearholtz pleading the case, saying Glenwood touched it. No.
Yeah. You threw it over the head of everyone. How could it? It was 14 feet in the air. Yeah. I'm pretty sure no one touched it.
So,
but good try.
Down the other end of Glenwood's end, so they get the ball into their basket. Almeida inbounding. And he goes into Renteria to Cordero, top of the key. Bounce pass to Almeida. Jesus hands it off to Renteria. Renteria with a drive. Now kick out pass to go in the near corner to Aon. And double teamed. Bounce pass to Cordero. 3:13 to go. Bounce pass as Glenwood spreads it out. McLean with a drive. McLean fakes. Has the ball stripped. He thought he was fouled. Now just knocked out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Bryson McLean is fearless.
Yeah, he's been driving in, you know, into the middle of all five defenders.
Cordero inbounding. And goes into Aon in the corner. Puts up a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Renteria high off the glass. Here's McLean, left wing. McLean drives around two defenders. Hook pass to Cordero. They're going to call offensive foul on BMAC as Sheerholtz taking the charge there. And McLean picks up his third. Each team with seven. Fred Heisel wants a timeout. 51-38, Glenwood leads, 2:54 to go in the ball game.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose too much of his momentum here.
So Battle Mountain coming up, the rematch on Thursday at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 6 o'clock girls, 7:30 boys. And then we've got back-to-back home games on February 10th. It's Eagle Valley, the three-point shooting phenoms coming to Glenwood on the 10th. Then they're at Steamboat on the 12th. We won't be making that trip because we have technical issues up there always. So maybe we might be able to pick up the Steamboat radio station's call on that one. Then Palisade on the 17th at home. And then Rifle at home.
That home Palisade rematch will be an interesting game to watch. See how Palisade comes out after their near loss.
Yep. .254 remaining in this one. 51-38 Demons lead. Shabbat inbounds to Valdez, who brings it up. Met there at midcourt by Cordero. Gets around the pick. Picks him up. Here's pull-up jumper from 10. It's an air ball by Scroggins. A rare bad miss. Renteria with the rebound. Aon has it top of the key. And Scroggins is off. They got trouble. Cordero bounces it, dribbles into the defender, gets the ball back. Aon with a kick out pass to McLean for a three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Sheerholtz. 51-38 Demons. Valdez gets a pick from Jack Crow. Pass into Sheerholtz. Missed the layup in the center of the key off the back of the iron. Rebound taken by McLean. Aon brings it up. No, with a 13-point lead, take your time. Cordero has it. Pass to Almeida. Lays it up and in. Nice feed from Cordero to Almeida. What a connection.
That's Cordero's seventh assist. He's been a good distributor this game.
That was beautiful. 53-38. Glenwood. Shabbat, right wing. The key to Valdez. Left wing to Scroggins for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Urban Aon. This one's just about over.
Scroggins is shooting like he's tired.
Yeah, Cordero bring it up. Puts on the brakes. Under hands it to Almeida. Finds an open lane. Lays it up. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound, Scroggins. Clears it to Valdez. Minute 30 to go. Demons by 15. Jack Crow, pull-up jumper for five. Banks it in. 53-40, minute 15 to go in the game. Urban Aon taking his time. Scroggins out there poking at the ball, knocks it out of bounds into the hands of Reed Swanson, who's sitting on the bench, hoping to come back against Battle Mountain. You know he's just itching to be out there. Such a competitor. Aon inbounds it to Bryson McLean. BMAC splits the double team. Jump pass. Gus Heisel, excuse me. Here's Almeida, left wing. Almeida hands it off to Urban Aon. Under a minute to go. This one's on ice. Heisel's got it. They're gonna just going to take the air on the ball. Cordero gets a pick there. Gets around the defender. As it's stolen by Sheerholtz. Sheerholtz going to take it all the way. Is he going to try and slam dunk it? He got it. Got the layup and the foul. Sheerholtz has been shaken mentally. Got that bucket, and the foul called against Gus Heisel. Free throw is good. Makes it a three-point play. Better be careful here. It's 10-point lead. And goes to Almeida. 39 seconds. Hands it out to Gus Heisel. Heisel up high. Hands it out to Cordero. 34 seconds. Backs up near half court. Little jab step. Trying to shake the defender. Kick out passing the corner to Renteria. Fakes the three. Cordero backs up. Left wing. 24 seconds. Guarded there by Kyle Kimball, who just checked in. Gus Heisel has it, 18 seconds. Goes to Almeida. Scroggins swatting at the ball, 13 seconds. Cordero, 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9, 8. Hook pass, no look pass to Gus Heisel. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Gus, intentionally tripped there by Sheerholtz. And they let it go. That's garbage. That was Bush League. But the Glenwood Demons win it. Final score. Good thing this thing ended because it was really getting chippy.
Yeah, it was getting a little ugly.
53-43, Glenwood gets the win and the sweep over the Summit Tigers. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Summit High School as they're clearing the gym out. We'll do a quick wrap-up here. Glenwood gets the sweep over Summit tonight and for the season. Two entertaining games. The girls' game went down to the wire. Glenwood battled back and got the win 32-26 over the Summit Lady Tigers to go to 7-0 in league play. And the boys' contest, it was a good battle, but Glenwood came back strong in the second half and got the win 53-43, led by 15. Summit got a couple of late garbage baskets and closed it to 10, but could not get any closer. As Bryson McLean, the big night, 18 points, and we said before the game, he's got to have a big night, as well as Reese McMillan, to make up for the absence of Reed Swanson out with that rolled ankle. And everyone contributed that got in there. Eric Cordero didn't score any points, but he was great playing the point, distributing the ball. Again, McLean with 18 points, Reese McMillan with 13 on the night. Gus Heisel with 5, including a three-pointer that he hit from the corner. Jesus Almeida with a big three. He ends up with 5 points. Arjun Renteria, huge night. Big rebounds. And some offensive rebounds as well that were clutch. 8 points for Arjuni, 2 points for Irvin Ann coming off the bench. As Glenwood wins at 53-43, Max Scroggins led the Tigers with 14, but did most of his damage in the first half with 12 points, just held to 2 free throws in the second half, scoreless in the fourth. As Glenwood gets the win, 53-43.
Yeah, you mentioned Cordero didn't have any points, but he had 4 rebounds, 7 assists,
yeah,
3
big.
Steals. So, doing a very good job there at the point guard distributing the ball. McLean leads, him and Renteria are tied with both with 7 rebounds each. McLean went 8 for 11 from the free throw line, which is part of his big night. You see there was a big difference in total rebounds. Glenwood had 30 rebounds, 15 on the offensive side, compared to only 20 and only 5 offensive rebounds for Summit. So that was a huge difference.
Yeah.
And then, turnover battle, they won that 13-20 Summit. Just, giving the ball away a little bit. 10 of those off of, were steals for Glenwood. So a good defensive battle again. And McLean having the big night kind of led him to the victory. So. Very fun game to watch.
Yeah, so we get home cooking for the next couple of games. Glenwood will host Battle Mountain Thursday night, 6 o'clock and 7:30, girls and boys here on KMTS. Want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, State Farm, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Back, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. For Keith Harris, Ron Miller, saying so long from Summit High School. Have a great night. And, again, our final score is Lady Demons over Summit, 32-26. Glenwood boys win at 53-43. Have a great night, and keep it tuned to KMTS.